Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing. But hey, you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined here by my co-host, George Amador III. Hey, George, it's great to have you back.
I know, it's been a little while. Did a few solo yourself, and Then I actually got to do one last week, so it's great to get back on here, talk together. I know people always look forward to the conversation together,
yes.
So that's really good. And today I'm excited. We get to talk about a topic that's near and dear to both of our hearts that we love, that we talk about every day with clients. It's about becoming your own banker. So I'm excited to be here today, as always, and looking forward to it.
I feel like we're always excited to be here because
whenever we
can talk about finances, to me, I enjoy that because so many people are uptight. They're not sure what to do. It's a stressful conversation.
Yeah.
They kind of apologize sometimes when they want to bring it up to us and we're like, no, this is what we talk about all day long.
Fine by me.
So familiar with it. And I love the subject today about being your own banker, about finding ways that we can make our money work for us.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about just the other day, I met with a client. We did our whole, you know, strategy that we did. We did the whole comprehensive plan. And at the end, they were saying, but Crystal, what if the stock market goes down? And I'm getting that question a lot.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we'll get into strategies for saving. I'm not scrolling too much. But when they were talking to me, they said, everything's going up, up, up. If it pulls back, am I really going to be able to retire?
Mm-hmm.
Because part of our strategy that we put together is a projection that literally shows individual year by year how we can prove what we're saying about when they can retire and what they may be able to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was able to say, well, yeah, we base this over here, but we have a whole life insurance policy full of cash value that we can tap into when the market actually does go down, because we know that it will.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so refreshing, G, to see them be able to say, huh, well, then I'm going to not worry about this because I have the proper strategies in place for savings.
Yeah.
And we've done that so many times where individuals, we've walked them through and now they're enjoying the benefits of putting those strategies in place.
Yeah.
So what I want to do during our time together is really dive in and say, okay, you keep talking about strategies for savings. What are they?
Mm-hmm.
And let's kind of dive in from that component.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think we always talk about the concept of spender, saver, wealth creator,
yes.
Right? And so when we talk about a strategy for anything,
mm-hmm.
it always comes back to that creation of wealth. That's important to me and you and the whole company here. But I think for people, right? It's important for people to understand that when we are creating wealth, any strategy that I have is really designed for me to progress and move forward in some way, right? So when we talk about strategies for savings, when we say those words, right? What is savings, right? Savings is safe money that's easily accessible, that we can use at any point in time, that we can hopefully grow with compound interest, and that it can also be tax-free, right? That's the big four. So what is my savings? My savings is no risk, it's safe money, easily accessible, it's tax-free, and it's growing.
Right.
So that's the definition of savings. Now let's make a strategy for it, right? Let's get that money moving for us.
Right. And I want to talk about most of the time I see that the world or other individuals, they're saying, well, I need to have safe money for my clients, which we know is true.
True.
But what they do is they use the stock market and they're like, oh, well, we'll just put bonds and now you have safe money.
Yeah.
So let's just talk this through. How many people moved to bonds at the beginning of the year because they said, hey, that way I have safe money.
Mm-hmm.
But do we really ever have safe money when it's in the market, even if it's in bonds, because we watched bonds at the beginning of the year go negative.
Yeah.
And gee, I think a lot of times people don't realize that. And financial planners are like, this is the way I'm going to make safe money for you. You're going to have investment money in the market and bond money in the market, and you'll be safe because of the bond money. We're more like, hey, let's have investment money in the stock market. Let's let it do its job, but let's get that safe money out of the market. And that's why I think it's so important when you're looking at those four components you mentioned.
Yeah, because again, it's not just the one, right? Safe is a relative term when you're investing, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think safety is a company that is well established. Well, there's safety in, you know, owning a company that's been around for 100 years. Sure, that's some safety.
Mm-hmm.
There's some safety maybe in bonds because it's not as volatile. It doesn't go up or down as
high.
Yeah, sure, there's some safety there. But safe money needs to incorporate the other components, yes. the other characteristics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to stay tax-free, needs to be liquid. I mean, that's the whole point of safety, right? Because if the money is not easily accessible, it's mm-hmm. not very liquid, then my question is, how safe is it?
Right.
Right.
Well, think of people, they put it in their house and they say, oh, well, my money's in my house. Well, okay, how quick can you get it? Especially, gee, when you're talking about business owners,
mm-hmm.
You have to prove this, you have to do that, you have to give your blood, you got to do everything just mm-hmm. to get them to give you some money out of the house.
Yeah.
So even that's not an aspect of it.
Yeah, because, again, liquidity is a big component. So mm-hmm. it safety to me is about, yes, the risk. We have to make sure it's lower in risk in nature,
mm-hmm.
but another aspect of safe money is accessible. It's got to be accessible. Yes, I can sell my bonds, but do I sell bonds at a loss? Do I sell stock at a loss? Is that really safe? We know mm-hmm. from a risk perspective, investments are typically not as safe as other alternatives,
mm-hmm.
but we need to have that accessibility. And if I have a place where I can access money as easy as my bank account,
mm-hmm.
then that's safe. That's liquid. That's easily accessible. And then I want to add on top of that, let's make sure that we can grow our money. And if I can have liquidity and grow, right? Bonds are designed to be stable in a portfolio mm-hmm. for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hate bonds. They're useful for a reason.
Yep.
But there's more stability from the investment arena there than there is growth opportunity mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. especially right now where interest rates are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to have some growth. And then on top of it, yes, we want to have our cake and eat it too. If I can grow my money, then I want it tax-free.
Yes.
And so where can I find all of those characteristics? Bonds hit a couple of them,
right?
But they don't hit all of them. And so we can't just look at investing in stocks and bonds and say, I have a whole diversified
Mm-mm.
plan, because
right.
it's just one part of the plan, in my opinion.
Well, to me, you're diversified within the same investment realm, right?
Yeah, in one area.
Right. So, okay, so I have different parts of the stock market, but the bottom line is, it's still the stock market.
Correct.
So it will still go up and down. So we want safe money outside of it. And I want to just make sure I make a point on the fact when you said safe money in the bank, it is safe.
Mm-hmm.
But what it's not is that it's not safe in the fact that there is purchasing power risk now associated with it. And that's key.
Yes, it's not growing that well, right? So last week, I talked all about inflation concerns. That was
mm-hmm.
a big piece of the puzzle last week.
Correct.
Was, okay, I cannot leave all of my money in the bank account, because if inflation is going to increase, and that's what we're seeing happening, inflation is starting to increase
mm-hmm.
some, that means the value of my dollar tomorrow will be less than it is today.
Correct.
So in order for me to keep my purchasing power the same,
mm-hmm.
then my money has to grow.
Right.
It has to increase in value. And so we use stocks and bonds to help do that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, again, a risk associated there. And so the money at the bank is safe in terms of it's liquid, it's easily accessible. But again, the other two pieces, where's the growth and where's the tax planning pieces as well? It has to make sense on all four
mm-hmm.
in order for us to have a solid strategy for us to put that money there.
Right. And that's why, to me, when we're sitting down with a client, we say, yes, you should have a couple weeks of savings at home. We know, okay, yes, it checks the box. It's liquid. They can touch it. But we also know it doesn't check the box as far as it's not growing.
Yeah.
But, and then we say, let's have a couple months at your local bank. Again, mm-hmm. it's in a safe place. They shouldn't have to worry. Well, I don't know nowadays, but they shouldn't have to worry about it. It's at the bank, but it's because it's not getting any growth.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to keep up with the cost of living. And the reason why I'm harping on this, G, is because too many times they'll look at a bank statement and say, see, whew, my money's safe.
Still there.
Well,
yeah.
The money's still there, but don't confuse it, because now that money, which you quote unquote kept safe, can't buy the same amount of goods that it could a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for money, in my opinion, to be safe,
mm-hmm.
it has to still be growing.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be where it's out of the market risk. It has to be where it's liquid. We can touch it at any time, have it tax-free, and grow at a rate that keeps up with the cost of living.
Yeah.
Just those little things it needs.
Just a few things. And that's where the job of a financial planner comes
into
play. Because I think from here, then we say, okay, we want these things.
Mm-hmm.
And the vast majority of individuals go, yeah, that sounds great, but like, where can I do that?
Right.
What you're saying, okay, banks are safe, and that's where I've always put my safe money, but it isn't growing. So where are the options? And that's where I always say, well, here's where we step in, right?
Exactly.
We're constantly looking for areas that we can do this, mm-hmm. right? We're always looking for opportunities for us to find the best instruments.
That's our responsibility.
100%. That is exactly what we're here to do. We're scouring around looking for the best instruments to facilitate those needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a need of ours, a need of our clients is safe, accessible, tax-free growth, then where can I go? Mm-hmm. What, let me look at all of the alternatives out there mm-hmm. that I can use to accomplish that goal.
Right.
And for a lot of people, we have found out, and we use a lot, and it's mm-hmm. not a shock to those who listen all the time,
right,
but
right.
for maybe someone new viewing mm-hmm. or listening, this may sound a little odd. One of the best places to do those four main things is permanent life insurance. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So my job as a planner is let's look for the opportunities.
Right.
If permanent life insurance can present me with the solutions for my needs,
mm-hmm.
then let's exhaust that option.
Right.
Let's go look at it. It may not work for every single person listening to the program right now. However, it is something that we have seen that works a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a blanket recommendation, go call a life insurance agent today. That's not it at all. We have to do it the right way. But
yes.
we do have to make sure that the reason why you're coming to us is because that's my job. My job is to go look for that.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to find the best solution. And a lot of our conversation over the next little bit is going to be about this solution.
And gee, I think that's so important. You know, as fiduciaries, which both you and I
mm-hmm.
are,
mm-hmm.
we have to look at this situation and look at, okay, so long-term health care, life insurance, we have to look at disability, the investments, retirement planning, taxes,
yeah.
the risk, all of that brought together. And it's very key because there have been individuals who have used life insurance and it has hurt them.
Yeah.
Because it was a sale, it was a transaction that someone made with them.
Totally.
You have to have the strategy that's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So I do agree with some who say, well, don't use life insurance. I would say don't use life insurance unless you're working with someone who is trained in this strategy and that they know what companies to use.
Can I just tell a quick story?
Sure.
So I was out with a friend last night, and we get together every once in a while, fellow financial planner in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this exact thing where, you know, a pet peeve of mine is, mm-hmm. unfortunately, clients come in, they've worked with someone
who don't know
or take advantage. So real quick example,
mm-hmm.
he gets a phone call from his best friend who's
okay.
engaged to his fiance.
Okay.
Says, hey, just want to run something by you real quick. My fiance went to an advisor and said, I want to just put some money in the market. I have some money in the bank account. I want to grow this money, invest the money, get it going. So, you know, as advisors, we're thinking, okay, great. Different options, brokerage accounts, IRAs.
Yeah.
Like we start thinking. He goes, and so the advisor told my fiance, the first two things I need to purchase are life insurance and disability insurance with that money. And we both looked at each other and said, well, hold on a second. So he goes, I just want to talk to you, my friend, the advisor. Is this the best opportunity or is this the best option, right?
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, in talking, having a conversation, the market investments was what the client wanted to do.
Right.
But the sad part about it was she went to somebody and that person said, yeah, that sounds great, but
here's what I want.
me tell you about disability insurance. Now, here's a 25-year-old about to be married individual who has disability through work. Why do we need to buy disability insurance right now? Why do you need to have this huge life insurance policy if your goal is to grow the money in the market? Like, that's the problem. And I hear you because that we see that too often
mm-hmm.
is people hear about these ideas that we talk about.
Right.
Go out there and try to either research for themselves or figure it out. And I have no problem. Do your homework. Figure things
yes.
out. But talk to somebody first before you pull the trigger.
Absolutely.
Because too many times we're pulling the trigger prematurely
mm-hmm.
and then we're going back and wanting to redo versus mm-hmm. doing it right the first time.
We're making that decision of, oh, this is what I need to do and it may not be right for you. And I'm so glad you clarified that because there are a lot of individuals that we work with where life insurance, having that dividend paying whole life insurance is the right thing.
Yeah.
But there are some we've turned around that they've said, I heard you on the radio. I really want to do this. I want to build my saving that way. And we're looking at their financial situation and we're like, no, this is not the right move for you. So yeah. I really want to make sure that we're stating that, that when it comes to investments or life insurance or anything that's out there, it's, are they appropriate or inappropriate for your situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think that's critical to understand.
Yeah.
But what I want to do, let's take a quick 30-second break.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. And I promise at that time, we're going to talk about the benefits. And we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. The world is changing, and what worked before with finances may not work now. This is Crystal Langdon with today's Financial Gem. With economic, political, and global changes happening daily, it's easy to make reactional decisions or choose to ignore finances altogether. Neither one is a good idea. Working with a faith-based financial planner who understands finances and the shifting dynamics of our economy can provide you the direction and confidence needed to navigate the daily financial changes. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. And yes, finally, after many weeks, we are joined again by George Amador III. Gee, it is good to have you back. I like the banner going back and forth because we're bringing up those points about, hey, we need to have some safe money, and putting safe money in the market and thinking it's safe, that doesn't really work. So we want to look at safe money outside the market that's going to grow tax-free, uninterrupted compounding interest. And we can't find that at the banks. We can't find that in different places, but we can find it if it's appropriate for the individual.
Correct.
In a whole life insurance policy.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure it's a good company, dividend paying. You know, we have our little criteria that we go through to even to make sure that the companies we work with are right and whether it's appropriate for each client. But I promised right before the break that we'd go through the benefits. So let's kind of go through some of them together and really drill down on it, because I think it's important, especially with everything that's going on in this country and all the talks about taxes that may be headed our way. And I want to say it's probably not a maybe. It's succumbing, the tax drain. So we want to make sure whatever we do with our savings, that we can grow it tax deferred. And then when it's time, we want to take it out tax free. And to me, let's walk through an example of that, because people are like, just like you. Well, we know that that's true. But what is an if we look at an example of a savings account, well, let's use a savings account because it gives you point nothing. But let's pretend that you made 10 cents on that account. What's going to happen is when you pull that out, that's when you're going to pay taxes. Well, you might say 10 cents isn't much. I would agree with you. So what's your money doing in a savings account? But that's not the point. We want to make sure that the money's in a different savings account that's getting 3%, 4%, 5% of that tax-free, that we don't have to worry about the government's going to ask, where'd you get that money? How much am I going to tax you on it? We can say, this isn't even in your ball field. You can't come play over here.
Yeah, well, and that's, and I think it's funny because people ask, say all the time, well, I don't pay taxes on my bank account. And I say, yeah, because you haven't made any money in your bank account. But years ago, when you made money in those
money markets? Yeah.
You could actually have a 1099 from your bank that said, hey, by the way, here's the interest you made this year. And so here's the taxes you have to pay on that interest. We don't see that anymore because the banks don't pay us anything. But technically, that's the rule. So your bank accounts are taxable when you make money in them. We just make peanuts, so we don't ever think about it.
Right. And it is just so odd to think about. We do understand that they are making money, right, with our money.
Yeah,
oh, the banks.
Yeah.
So they didn't go down to nothing.
Mm-mm.
So it's just that people are putting their money in there so that the banks can make money on their money. So I think there's other places we can put it.
Well, and that's the whole premise of becoming your own banker, right? Why does that statement even exist? Because it comes from a place of, well, banks do this and it works. So why is it just for the banks?
Why don't we do it?
Yeah, should be for me too. If wealthy individuals do this, why can't everybody do it,
right?
And so that's where the idea comes from of, let's look at the alternative. If my bank account is not earning me anything, then let me find a place that I can earn something at basically the risk of the bank account, which is virtually zero.
Right.
If I can have no risk and earn something, George, where can I do that? And that's where becoming your own banker steps in. Because now we can use the cash value inside of a whole life insurance policy when done the right way.
Thank you.
When you have the right amount of premium paid in, the mm-hmm. right amount of savings mm-hmm. built in, the right amount of death benefit you're getting, there's various factors for every person. It varies person to person. No two policies are the same.
Correct.
It has to be done appropriately for you. But when done appropriately, the value, the cash value that is being built in my account does grow with mm-hmm. uninterrupted compounding interest at no risk.
Right. And the thing is that, gee, the wealthy are doing this every day. They mm-hmm. put a limit on Bank of America on how much they could buy.
Yeah.
Right? So if they're limiting banks and saying, slow down, guys, but then nobody's talking about it, and people are like, well, if this was really a good way to do it, then I'd be hearing about it. Really? Because the reason why you don't hear about, what do you hear about? You hear about the ways that you can put money, whether it's savings or investments, that you can be taxed on
mm-hmm.
so that they can have tax. They're not going to show you. And that's why I feel like standing on, you know, some type of soapbox, I guess I already am, and letting people know, wait a minute. We
yeah.
have the right as Ma and Pa America to be able to get money, make money with our money, to create money, to cultivate wealth, and to keep it and pass it to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be kept silent.
Yeah.
It's not just for the wealthy.
Yeah.
If done properly, yeah. there are many individuals that can be doing this now, and there's so many other benefits to this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just going to just caveat yep. hit on top of that real quick. The idea behind this, I mean, we look at where our nation is today and what's happening today, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I believe, and people have asked me, like, why isn't this more popular? I was like, because for years and years and years, this wasn't the only solution to make money Mm-mm. guaranteed with no risk, right?
Right.
Bank accounts were doing it.
Oh, remember, yeah, the money markets.
Money market 5%, accounts.
6%,
savings,
no risk.
Savings bonds, yep. certificate of deposits. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was plenty of opportunity.
Yep.
Now, there comes a cost to that, too, because if I could get 5% in my savings account, but my mortgage was 18%, there's a cost
yeah.
to both, right? However, right. the point of saying this is, I think the reason why it's not as popular is because we're in kind of a weird position. We've only been in this position for maybe 7, 8, 9 years of
mm-hmm.
extremely low interest rates.
Right.
Where now we have to scour and look for all the alternatives. And
mm-hmm.
that's the point. The wealthy do it all the time. Why? Because for them, usually based on the numbers that they can put into these things, again, it is limited because
mm-hmm.
the IRS wants their money.
Mm-hmm.
They can still do this at a higher percentage. So to the wealthy, this is a very popular strategy
yeah.
and has been around for a long time. Now for you and I and Ma and Pa America who are like, hey, I have some wealth. I need to put this somewhere. Let's grow my savings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's like the bank isn't the option. Let's find a place to do it
exactly.
and let's become my own bank.
Right. Now, one of the things that I would say is when individuals are looking to do this, there is a list of criteria
yes.
that we go through. We talked about just before the break about being tax deferred, taking it out, tax advantage, meaning I'm not going to pay taxes on any of this.
Mm-hmm.
I've already paid taxes. It showed up in my paycheck. It showed up in my checking account. We also want to talk about the fact that it needs to have a competitive return.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're talking competitive return, we're not trying to beat the stock market.
No.
So we're not saying
apples and oranges.
Yes. We are not saying that life insurance is the same as a Roth,
no.
a joint account, or some investment in the market, some new stock.
Can't compare the two.
It's not the role.
No.
And that's why, to me, I can feel very comfortable. I opened up today's program talking about the clients who have very high risk of what they have in the stock market. Well, they can do that
mm-hmm.
because they have plenty of cash value over here that they don't have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
So we want two separate tanks. Our yellow tank, let's go to town, and our green tank, which is, hey, let's build that savings
yeah.
within it. So a competitive return when we're looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
High contributions. I want to be able to put as much as possible that I can into a life insurance policy. Again, we want to look at cash flow. We want to be wise. And I always ask, okay, if things go sideways, if
mm-hmm.
things go south, what do I need to do? And we always go through those contingency plans with our clients. These are criteria that I'm looking at. You know, I've got a list right here. I know our radio listeners can't see this, but when we look at it, I want to make sure that in some cases, we can use this account and get a deductible contribution for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that, and I know I'm looking at the clock and realizing, okay, I can't go into all the details, but we have a lot of business owners
mm-hmm.
that use these life insurance policies to let their businesses borrow from them, and then the businesses pay the owners back 10% interest, 12% interest. Now there's another income stream that's coming in. So there's a lot of creative ways to really use these types of policies. And we've already talked about the fact that we want to keep it safe, that we can touch it at any time. Yeah. So again, when we talk about liquidity, use, and control, such a key component when it comes to strategies for savings and the life insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. Those things are super key. We have to make sure that as we are looking to create wealth and build our savings, and that's important, you are allowed to build your savings.
Yeah.
This doesn't have to be money that just has to sit there and never grow. It can build. It's really important to understand that, and that's the keys. The keys are, let's find the advantages. And if I have advantages, and we are, by the way, as CFPs, as fiduciaries, we don't just look at advantages, obviously.
Right, right.
We're weighing the advantages and disadvantages. And like you said, some people come to us, hey, I want to do this, and it just doesn't work. It's just not feasible.
The cash flow is not there. They don't have the other parts in place.
Yeah.
And again, we want to look at that holistic picture. Mm-hmm. So while we're talking today about one of the tools and one of the strategies that we use, it is each person is an individual. We have to see what's right for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the same thing. Your investment account looks different than the guy next to you, right?
So
there's a strategy for that for a reason. And so we have to understand what that is. And as we move forward, again, the idea, and I love that term, becoming your own bank, because really now I've built a place that I can grow my money, that I have access to, that can pay me.
Mm-hmm.
And pay me, and I can use to purchase a car, to buy a house, to fund a wedding, to use in retirement. I mean, all of these benefits are there that are available to me through the right strategy of high cash value, high dividend paying, permanent life insurance that can be there guaranteed for me for life.
And I think that one of the things that how you had said buying cars or different things, if individuals can understand that, yes, we can have access to this, and when we take the money, it doesn't interrupt the growth. Now, I want to talk with that, I know, very short time. So literally what people say, well, I've heard with whole life insurance, dividend paying, well, why would I have to pay the company if I'm using my own money? And if individuals can understand that there's this big green tank full of their money that they put in there that is growing uninterrupted, tax-free compounding interest, when they go to use money, we have a lot of different options. And what we usually do is say, hey, leave yours alone. Just go to the insurance company. They're on the hook for however many hundreds of thousands of death benefit. Let's borrow it from them and leave yours alone so that it never gets interrupted. So you pay for the kids to go to college, you go ahead and get the new car, whatever you need to do, pay the insurance company back, and your money sat there the whole time, never interrupted the interest. And we have seen examples, like we used to do this in our seminars back before the COVID days, where we literally could say, here's an example of someone buying a car every 5 years using this strategy, and we were able to prove that at the end of that time, that account continued to grow, even though we used the money. And that just is mind-boggling.
No, I know. As you say that, I literally think to myself, like, give me a call and I can show you exactly what she's talking about, because it is really true. There are ways that you can use the money in your life insurance by taking out, using it like a loan, just like a car loan, right? You're going to pay a car loan, you're going to pay interest to the bank.
Pay yourself.
To pay your car. Take the loan from you.
Yeah.
Right? Pay yourself. Let your money grow. Pay what's due. And I promise you, when you look at all of these things afterwards, you go, wait a second, this strategy does make sense.
Oh, like, they're using it. We have clients that are using this, a little bit excited here, that are using it to buy the mortgages on their children's home, and then the children pay the parents back. So now the bank's not holding the mortgage, mom and dad are, and now you're keeping the money flowing just to the family. Yeah. Why bother giving it to the bank? They're gonna make money on it. I know our clients have run those scenarios that say, oh my gosh, look how much interest the bank's going to get on the mortgage. Why can't that be you?
Yeah, 100%. I just did one the other day with an individual who wants to make it their pension in retirement.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're literally able to match their Social Security check that they're projected to get. They're going to get Social, and then they're going to get a check from their life insurance policy for life in retirement. I mean, it's incredible, but it can work with the right strategy. It happens. Become your own bank. Use the money in a safe way that I think can work best for you. It's a great strategy. Give us a call. I would love to show you how it works.
Absolutely. Well, let's get to the end of this program. We're running out of time. I want to encourage all of our listeners and those of you viewing online to give us a call at 518-433-7181. And let's help answer those questions and give you a free initial consultation. I invite you to join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.